Welcome to this week's Press Box Podcast. I'm Bill Pollack, sports director of the Missouri Net. Joining me, one of the, what is your title, Steve? We do these, you know.
Gee, I think we call it anchor slash reporter.
Is that what you are?
Yeah,
for the Missouri Net?
Yeah, for the Missouri Net.
Well, you, of course, you're a sports extraordinaire. You help me as well covering everything here in Missouri. So let's start with baseball, because you're going to be heading to the Cardinals.
Cardinals and the San Diego Padres over the weekend. Yeah, it's another exciting time. Cardinals are looking so good.
Boy, they are.
They really are. They've made some great acquisitions. You got to give it to Mozeliak. I mean, he's pulled in some tremendous help. I mean, we all look at DeRosa as being somebody. There's this other fellow who came from Oakland. What the heck is his name?
Yeah, Matt Holliday.
Or something like that. Boy, has he performed well. And let's not forget Lugo as well.
Right.
So where you got some tremendous acquisitions, it looks really, really good for the Cardinals. If you're a Cardinals fan, you have to like the direction which the team is headed. And the pitching is just great, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Cincinnati, they've tanked it. They've lost three or four of their starting pitchers. Houston doesn't appear to have the horses. Milwaukee is struggling to get to 500. The Cubs now, they've had starting pitching issues. They're now 4.5 games back. Here's the question I want to ask you. Adam Wainwright goes tonight. He's going for win number 14. Chris Carpenter just picked up his 12th win in that series finale against the Reds. He's second in the National League, Carpenter is, in ERA. Wainwright is up there in strikeouts, innings pitched. Either one of these guys have a solid shot at being the Cy Young Award winner, but Tim Lincecum from San Francisco may get the nod again. But, you know, you could make an argument, I think, for either guy, Carpenter or Wainwright.
I think you can, both guys. And I think if they end up on a winning team, I know that didn't matter, really. I mean, it doesn't always matter. You're going to get people who are finishing on second, third, fourth place teams who are going to be looked at as the MVP or as the Cy Young Award winner. It doesn't really matter. But I think Lincecum, as you mentioned, because he's coming off his Cy Young Award winning season, and he does look good still. But I don't think, I think what might happen, unfortunately, is if you get fans of the Cardinals might decide, okay, one guy likes Carpenter, another guy, and they split the votes, and Lincecum squeezes right in there. That could happen.
That's probably what's going to happen. I think if you had to pick a Cy Young Award winner, I would pick Chris Carpenter, even though he's made five fewer starts than Lincecum and Adam Wainwright for the most part. They are a different team when he's in the rotation, because I just think that he raises the level of everyone else around him. You look at the number of wins he has in the fewer starts, and they did not have the Cardinals pick to win this division at all. They had them third behind Milwaukee and Chicago. And the job that he has done, you can tell how much better they play when he's in there as opposed to when he's hurt on the disabled list. I think they should go with him. All right, another baseball note, the Daniel Boone Little League out of Columbia is playing Saturday in the semifinals of the Midwest Regional. They are one win away. If they can beat Urbandale,
isn't
Iowa,
this great?
They are headed to the Little League World Series.
In Williamsport, PA.
Yeah, now this is the second. What was it, in 06 or 07?
Two years ago, when this same group
of Little Leaguers, or not these kids, but this same
Little League organization.
Made it as well. So we'll be pulling for them. I think that game is on ESPN. Football tomorrow, we've got the scrimmage, the Missouri Tigers. I'll be out there 8:30 in the morning. People have picked the Nebraska Cornhuskers to win the Big 12 North, Kansas second, Missouri third. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I will say this. I don't know if there is a clear-cut winner, but I think Nebraska has a tougher road more than the other two schools from the fact that they have to play at Missouri, at Kansas, and at Colorado, which is always a tough game the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know how people have overlooked the Missouri Tigers this much. Certainly some disrespect there.
I think what might be happening is some people are looking at Texas coming into Faurot Field, and they're thinking, well, that's not going to be good for Mizzou. But what you're saying is absolutely right. I think putting Mizzou that far down is probably, it's a sign of disrespect, but that's not for you and me. That's the players who are supposed to get motivated by that, I guess.
Yeah.
But you take a look at, I like what's happening in Nebraska with Bo Pelini. I think that, I mean, certainly they're not fully back yet, but they are coming back. And the Big 12 North, I think it's anybody's game, but to put Mizzou in third, not quite sure. Mizzou is a little better than that.
I've talked with a couple of the players, and they won't come out and say it, but you can tell it bothers them, and they're using that as motivation.
And that's good. Motivation's great.
Absolutely.
Use it all the way.
Absolutely. The Rams are in New Jersey tonight to play take on the Jets. Steve Spagnuolo, an East Coast guy, you can tell by his accent. Where do you see the Rams?
I want to see the Rams do well. Yeah, okay, that's what we can say. But I don't. It's a tough division. You're in a division, of course, with the Arizona Cardinals, who went to the Super Bowl last year.
I think they're going to be down, though. I really do.
They could be, but a lot
they
depends
lost,
on...
They lost Pendergast, their defensive coordinator.
Okay,
Todd Haley, their offensive coordinator. Yep, those guys are now...
I think it's a team that's going to be tough, though. It's a team probably the Arizona Cardinals needed that going to the Super Bowl was such a big thing now that the monkey's off the team's back. They know they can do anything. And whether that works or not, who knows. Rams, it's going to be tough. We thought last year, with the firing of one coach, bringing in of another, who was an assistant coach who took over, we thought perhaps, just perhaps, that was a turnaround. Didn't quite work out. I'm hoping a 500 season maybe, but 6 wins might be it.
Yeah, they've got to improve the offensive line. I don't know if a coach can turn around a team that much, but you know, for the most part, these are still the same guys that were out there missing tackles and letting pass rushers get to Mark Bulger. So I don't know. The Chiefs, on the other hand, you tend to think that they're going to go what, 8-8.
I feel better about the Chiefs than I do the Rams because you mentioned that with the Rams, Bulger's not getting a lot of time. I think when you take a look at the Chiefs, one of the things that really could work out well for the Chiefs, we don't want to look at this as a positive, but what the heck, we'll grasp at straws, right? Yeah. They're in a weak division.
Well, that's true.
And 8-8 can win it. And once you get hot, let's take a look at baseball. The Cardinals a couple of years ago, they didn't have the greatest season, but they got hot at the right time, and they were in the division, which allowed them to win that division, to get into the playoffs, rather, without a lot of, the greatest record. And I think the Chiefs can do that. If they can getting into the playoffs will do a lot for the psyche of the players. And then the fans in Missouri, we haven't had a lot to cheer about as far as pro football goes in the last few years.
Right. Well, you look at Denver, they've got Kyle Orton at quarterback, which is I can't believe that they traded Jay Cutler. That was a
I'm
huge
shocked
mistake.
At that.
Yeah, that's a huge mistake. Oakland is a mess, and San Diego. You never know what you're going to get with San Diego.
You don't.
I think San Diego wins that division. I don't know if they get up to 8 wins, maybe 6, which is an improvement from 2 that they had.
Absolutely.
But I like the direction, and I like the way Todd Haley approaches this team. He's a no nonsense guy, and he said the other day, he says, "Look, we just want to bring guys in here that want to do it our way." And
I think that just might be, they might be ready to turn the corner. I mean, we've heard that so many times, but I really think this time there is a new coach, new approach, the whole way of thinking.
Who gets to 8 wins first, the Rams or the Chiefs?
Man, I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will get to 8 wins first.
Next,
I hope both
next
teams
year. And I agree with you, but it'll be next year.
I hope both teams get to 8 wins and more this year.
Yeah.
But realistically, I'm kind of thinking the Chiefs might get those 8 victories. Rams, 6. I'll go with 6 wins this year.
Lots of stuff going on. The Cardinals have a chance with the Padres in St. Louis to really blow that division open. You've got the Daniel Boone Little Leaguers. Good luck to them. Hopefully they make it to the Little League World Series. Rams Friday night, Chiefs Saturday night, and the Tiger scrimmage on Saturday. We'll have it all for you on MissouriNet.com. Steve, thanks
Fun
a lot.
Fun time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, man, it's crazy.
It.
I'm exhausted, but I love it. Thanks for listening to our Press Box podcast on MissouriNet.com.